Welcome to The Firing Line with Rick Travis, Legislative Director for the California Rifle and Pistol Association. The Firing Line radio show is brought to you by Turner's Outdoorsman, CCW Safe, Vortex Optics, Cutting Edge Bullets, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association.
Good. Bad. I'm the guy with the gun.
And now, your host, Rick Travis.
Fellow Patriots, welcome to Firing Line Radio. I'm your host, Rick Travis, the Legislative Director for the California Rifle and Pistol Association. Here on CRPA Firing Line Radio, we have with us today the Director of Grassroots and Advocacy, Kevin Small, who will be discussing everything that we're looking at in this brand new 2024. But folks, this is going to be a wonderful year on Firing Line Radio. I want to thank all of you that have been with us, stay with us, listen to us on the podcast. And I want to wish you all a happy and blessed new year. But we're also coming into a crisis. In fact, I'm going to tell you today, we're in a crisis of epic proportions. We live in a state that is now 68 and probably honestly closer to the $80 billion mark. That's not hyperbole. That's not to scare you. These are facts. Fact is, the governors in Maine were $68 billion. So where's the $80 billion come from? Well, if you remember a year ago, we're only in the low $20 billion. And then, well, no, just kidding. We're in the $30 billion. No, a couple months later, no, just kidding. We're in the $40 billion. It's because they're undercutting everything that they report in Sacramento. It is an epic crisis. The building in the legislature is torn apart. We have new leadership that has taken over the Senate, new leadership that's taken over the Assembly. It's been musical chairs to who's running what committees. You have Democrats going after each other because with this budget shortfall that is predicted to add billions more when the tax revenue doesn't come through because of policies that this government has put in place that has forced taxpayers and businesses out of California, which means there's less revenue to come in, which means that deficit's going to grow. How bad is that deficit? And why are we talking about it on Firing Line Radio? It is so bad, folks, that we, all things considered, adjusting for inflation, adjusting for the value of the dollar, adjusting for the number of people, we are in a worse economic point than we were in the 1930s during the Great Depression. That is right. California is more in debt today than we were in the Great Depression of the 1930s. We have went back 100 years in economic turmoil. Why does that impact everything that we love here on Fine Line Radio? Because they're looking to come after whoever they can to get money. And their number one group of people they like to pick on, law-abiding citizens who are exercising enumerated right, which is what I have Kevin on today to talk about. Because folks, what happened over the holidays is beyond horrific. We have the very definition of a constitutional crisis. We have an enumerated right, the Second Amendment, that Second Amendment has been effectively removed by the governor, by his cronies with the passage of Senate Bill 2. We took it to the courts. Judge Carney sat there and said, "You can't do this. It's absolutely unconstitutional." Wrote a beautiful piece that you can go to the CRPA website, crpa.org, and read, where Judge Carney said, no, this is unconstitutional for the following reasons, and lists them. And what happened? The governor threw a temper tantrum, got his stooge, the Attorney General Bonta, to not do his job, which is to hold the governor in check. But instead, he is nothing more than Newsom's yes man. And he went out and helped get a three-judge panel who said, we really don't have a reason for this, but yeah, what Carney said about staying this, no, we're not going to stay it. We're not going to allow it. And that means, folks, they have till January to file their replies. Then we will have a month to file ours, and then the courts will have a month to hear it. It means that Californians, law-abiding citizens, are without their Second Amendment rights well into the summer months. Kevin, welcome to the show.
It's definitely good to be on. And if I, you know, I'm trying to distill what you're saying as you're saying it here. And to me, what it really comes down to is poor management. You know, we see Disney in the last couple of years, you know, lose 50% of what their stock price is. People got fired, and people got fired at the top. You know, we have bad management in California right now. And to people like you and me, maybe to you listening, it's not a surprise. But this Democrat supermajority, most of which is anti-Second Amendment, are running our state poorly. At the end of the day, you look at each individual law, you might get upset. You might get motivated to do something about it. Honestly, an organization like CRPA looks to utilize and harness that motivation to actually do something productive. But, you know, you can look at these lawsuits and the highs and the lows and emotionally go up and down with them. At the end of the day, what it comes down to is the people who are running our state are not managing it correctly. They're not doing it in good faith. They're not doing it to uphold your constitutional right as a citizen, and they deserve to be fired. And now is the best time to be having this conversation, because we're coming into 2024 elections. There's going to be a lot of buzz because this is a presidential election. It's the Trump redemption tour. Everybody's upset at Biden. Yes, we know all these things, but we also need to have a focus in California because we're going down a bad path just as a state. So now is there's no better time than now to be having this conversation and figuring out how you're going to get the information you need to go to the ballot box and how you're going to affect change within your community and educate others.
And, you know, on that, everyone, you need to realize Sacramento this year is not Sacramento that it's been in every other year. It's worse. Yes, it's actually worse. And here's why it's worse. Normally this week and next week, I would be looking at new legislation being proposed. The legislature functions in a two-year cycle, with the odd and then the even years, the second year, that would be 2024. And we'd be looking at, you know, several bills coming down, which we still are. But the point is, they're not going to drop those bills till mid-February. Why? Because they can encase them and house them so that they don't impact anything they're doing in the election, and they won't come present to where we can actually fight against them until after the March primary. Because right now we have 80 members of the assembly, all 80 that are running for office, and we have half of the Senate, 40 people running. So all those staffs are distracted with that and a budget crisis of epic proportions. And so as a result, this is going to take what is a 7-month drag out fight to the end, longest in the West legislative session, and compress it to half that amount. And as you know, Kevin Gibbs, we've been talking offline, this is going to be incredibly hard to get the information out. Folks, you've got to realize this is not being done artificial or, you know, by accident. This is not artificial. This is well constructed. The Dems wanted a primary in March because they met every other year when the session was getting ready to close. When the most important legislation came down, they could force it into a very small area and call crisis, call it emergency, call it all sorts of things to gain the hype they need to slam these things down our throats. And this is why we're in a constitutional crisis. This is where the state is going to divide, because it's now or never.
And sometimes it can seem so polarizing. I mean, the way that the media is, you know, if you're listening to this radio broadcast, you know, there's a high probability that you are a politically charged person, but it's also important, and something that I can tell you I experience firsthand just being in the field all the time, the entire citizenry is not politically charged. What we tend to see in the media, what we tend to experience in our social networks when we are politically charged, are a lot of people who are politically inclined. But if you're wondering whether or not there's a population out there whose minds can be changed or made up, they certainly do exist. And this is where you see the intersection of organizations like CRPA, Gun Owners of California, specifically on the Second Amendment topic, really intersect, because, you know, there are a lot of new gun owners that we saw just over COVID. There were a lot of minds changed for people who wanted to protect themselves at that time. We keep seeing this time and time again. There's no reason to think differently going into the next election.
And folks, we're going to be breaking down in the following segments today all the different issues that are impacting you. We're going to be looking at you, the law-abiding citizen. We're going to be looking at the next generation. We're going to be looking at how you can get in the trenches and fight back. Because like Kevin has said, you most likely have had enough. You've had enough of being taxed into oblivion. You've had enough of going to the grocery store and realizing that, you know, $150 used to buy a cart full of groceries, and now you're lucky if you can get out with $150 for one bag of groceries. You know, this has become ridiculous. It's become ridiculous that I could used to go and take a bunch of kids from the church or from a scout unit or from just at the range and say, yeah, sure, I'll give you 5,000 rounds to use for 22 practice, or I'll give you a case of shotgun rounds. And it didn't cost me $400. It cost me less than $100. And now that we've got a new tax coming on, and a tax that all it's designed to do is to give a government more money while it drives us in debt. Remember, it was just a couple of years ago, our governor said, oh, we got billions in reserves. How did we go from billions in reserves to the worst we've been since the Depression? Mismanagement, as Kevin said. Mismanagement. And when people mismanage your business and your livelihood, you fire them. And that means we vote them out of office. We'll be back on Firing Line Radio.
Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer since 1971, now has 33 locations across California and one in Tucson, Arizona. Turner's is your one-stop shop for all your shooting sports and fishing tackle needs. We offer a full selection and unmatched prices on firearms, ammunition, gun safes, shooting accessories, archery equipment, and fishing tackle. Visit Turners.com now and sign up for the Turner's Discount Club for free and get our weekly ads and members-only specials sent directly to your inbox. For more info, to sign up for the Turner's Discount Club or to shop online, visit Turners.com.
Hi folks, Philip Naiman. If you're a concealed handgun carrier or have a firearm to defend your home and are forced to use your weapon for self-defense or the protection of a loved one, you'll be glad to have CCW Safe on your side. CCW Safe provides and pays 100% upfront defense funds for high-quality attorneys, expert witnesses, and the investigators you need following a critical incident with no reimbursement. And they do it all for one flat yearly fee starting at $179 a year. CCW Safe has permit and non-permit plans to protect California residents in this state and while traveling across the country. So check out their new Ultimate Plan with no caps on criminal and civil defense, $1 million for bond coverage, a dedicated $1 million for civil liability, and many other benefits. You defend your life, CCW Safe will defend your freedom and financial future. In California, CCW Safe has got you covered. So join now at ccwsafe.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
This portion of The Firing Line is brought to you by Turner's Outdoorsman.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. See this? This is my boomstick!
Welcome back to Firing Line Radio. I'm your host, Rick Travis, the legislative director of the California Rifle Pistol Association, the guy up there in Sacramento fighting for your rights. And with me, along my side all the time fighting, working with people like you up and down the state, is Kevin Small, our director of advocacy and grassroots. He is here today, and we're now going to go into this constitutional crisis, starting off with the passage of Senate Bill 2, which we briefly mentioned, which removes your right to exercise the Second Amendment as a law-abiding citizen. And I want to put something out, Kevin, before I have you jump in, because I know this has just infuriated you as much as me. But folks, let's dispel the lie. We're not even going to be nice this year on Fine Line Radio. We're not going to say innuendos. We're not going to say canned little sweet words. We're going to call things what they are. The lie. The lie is that we pass all this anti-gun legislation because we want to protect Californians from gun violence. Folks, when people say that to you, say, okay, so let's go to Magic World, as I like to call it. We go to Magic World. All these laws were passed, every single law, including Senate Bill 2. Kevin, would have that stopped the massacre in San Bernardino?
No.
Would have it stopped the Sacramento shooting?
No.
The one in Gilroy?
No.
The one down in San Diego?
No.
None of these. None of these get stopped. But you know it does stop? It stops you, the law-abiding citizen, from being able to protect your family from a home invasion. It stops you from being able to prevent a mass destruction. It stops you from having any type. It basically sets you up to be a victim if you're lucky, or dead if you're unlucky. And that's the reality, folks. That's where we're sitting now. And this has got to change. The government of California said, we do not believe in the Constitution. You had a majority of its legislators who took an oath of office that many of us who've served in the military, served in public places, first responders have taken, which is to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And they have said, yeah, we don't believe in that Constitution, and we're going to alter it. And they started off by doing that by saying, there is now no place, not in, you know, according to Gavin Newsom, he is like the evil Dr. Seuss. Can you protect yourself in a church or a place of worship that is the highest rated area for you to get hit? No. At the grocery store? No. At the gas station? No. Nowhere. And, oh, by the way, we want to bring back a Nazi Germany tactic of you now have to post signage that the government has not created that says you can enter a building carrying concealed. The whole purpose of concealed carrying was nobody knew. Kevin, what are you hearing on the streets?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of frustration. And I think to your initial point there, I think a lot of these politicians are really just hoping that their constituents have a short-term memory or no memory at all. Excuse me. You might recall when Gavin Newsom was running for mayor of San Francisco, he ran on the promise of cleaning up homelessness in San Francisco. Any idea what homelessness is like today in San Francisco?
Does anybody have a home in San Francisco?
Well, it's certainly not. Yeah, it's certainly not zero. I think and that really ends up ringing true for gun control laws as well. Why are we not asking the question, was the last gun control law implemented effective? Instead, we're asking, how can we fix this new problem? And unfortunately, with SB2, it's even more contradictory because they're going after the most virtuous and responsible community that the state actually has. You know, these are people that are going through extensive training. These are people who are taking it upon themselves and putting that responsibility on their shoulders to protect themselves and in some cases protect others. When, you know, they're not exactly taking up the job of a law enforcement officer where that might be a requirement of the job, even though I guess technically that's not a technical requirement of law enforcement sometimes. But what I'm trying to say is the elimination of a community. We've seen the legislature try to do that just so that they don't have to argue against it anymore, because how long have we been using this defense in an argument of saying, look, CCW holders are the most responsible people in the community. So if they can't attack them with the same tactics of other gun control laws, they're going to try to eliminate the community so they're not even part of the argument anymore. And that's what SB2 did. Okay. It basically came out and said there's sensitive areas everywhere you can't carry. And the community is furious from what I've heard. Obviously, while the law is just now implemented, there are a lot of questions being asked. What can I do? What can I not do? There's a lot of questions of whether or not law enforcement is even going to enforce the law, which can be a quagmire and a little bit dangerous to begin with, because at the end of the day, it is a law that was signed by the governor. So there's a lot of potential for missteps here. And guess what, guys? If you're going to defy a law that was signed by the governor, do not think that they won't turn around and make the political argument. Look at how awful that community is. They're breaking the law. That's exactly what they do this for. There's a lot of confusion that we as an organization are trying to clear up. And there are a lot of questions, but there's certainly a lot of frustration over this.
And I'm gonna say something. Moving forward on this show, we are not going to use the left's terminology anymore. We are going to teach you not to use it. So, unfortunately, the media has permeated this idea of gun control. Gun control is what you do on a range. Gun control is what you do in a shooting. It's how you control the firearm to do what it was designed to do as a tool. What we lack in the state of California is crime control, folks. We no longer go after criminals. We have elevated them above the law abiding. What the left loves to do, we're going to call it, it's called erasing the Constitution, discounting the Constitution, replacing the Constitution, creating a very constitutional crisis we're in. Do not keep repeating their rhetoric. We're not going to do it. I want Kevin to put it out there. He did that today on the show, and thank you, Kevin, for doing it, because it just shows you how easy it is for any of us to use their terms. We're not using their terms. Folks, they are trying to grab our firearms. They're trying to seize control of us as a population. The governor said he wanted to ostracize us, and he and his cronies are doing everything they can to do that. If you do not think you're in a war zone, you are. Here's the simple fact, and I know this may be sensitive for some people, but the October attack by Hamas in Gaza didn't just become an idea the morning of on that October. That was an idea, a plan that was well executed, years in the making. Tunnels didn't suddenly appear. Munitions didn't suddenly get stacked. People didn't suddenly spontaneously get trained. That was well orchestrated. The assault on the Second Amendment community, the assault on law-abiding Californians, the safest people with firearms, both surveyed and proven by the Department of Justice in this state and by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, not just for a year, not just for a couple of years, for decades, decades, folks. Not one mass casualty incident in this state has ever been attributed in any way, shape, or form to a CCW holder. Ever. And yet, we're the ones that the government of this state are going after, trying to put behind bars, trying to discount, trying to remove from the very fabric of this state, when we are responsible for stopping these mayhem. And then instead, what the state of California wants to do is let go multiple offenders, multiple times people have raped, assaulted with a deadly weapon, used various instruments of violence inappropriately. Oh, let's let them out while we come after us. Folks, this is the time where you got to sit there and say, you have lost it. You are certifiable and you can't be in office anymore. And we need to get rid of these people. And that has to be something that has to be the number one discussion outside of telling your family you love them, you know, having a good time with the people you hang out with. Has to be, now's the time to act. Kevin, this, we're going to continue on this, but it's not just this attack on law abiding, it's attack on our families. Like, if you look at some of the legislation, it's designed to remove the protections to keep your family safe when evil attacks.
Well, yeah, and I mean, while you're on the crime control topic, it is worth noting, if you're ever wondering if CCW holders are a net positive for society, look at the crimes that they've committed versus the crimes that they've stopped. The CDC used to produce a statistic that stated nationwide CCW holders stopped or deterred up to 3 million crimes per year. So this is a community that has intrinsic value to our society. And if you're wondering whether your elected officials actually want you to be safe, they are trying to remove a huge net positive in our society.
Yeah, and I think it's important. I met with someone over the holidays who said, you know, I don't feel responsible enough to carry a firearm. The fact that you and other people I know can't scares the crud out of me, because I always felt safe because you people were in the room. And that is the level of safety that was removed by the very person that takes an oath to give it to you, the governor of this state and his legislators. We'll be back on Firing Line Radio.
Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer since 1971, now has 33 locations across California and one in Tucson, Arizona. Turner's is your one-stop shop for all your shooting sports and fishing tackle needs. We offer a full selection and unmatched prices on firearms, ammunition, gun safes, shooting accessories, archery equipment, and fishing tackle. Visit Turners.com now and sign up for the Turner's Discount Club for free and get our weekly ads and members-only specials sent directly to your inbox. For more info, to sign up for the Turner's Discount Club or to shop online, visit turners.com.